In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We're now on lesson 30, which is contrition. And there is a cartoon there of our good Lord. He has just finished looking at St. Peter. Their eyes met. Peter looked away. And he went out from that look and wept bitterly. And there he is remembering what our Lord said to him before the cock crow thrice. Thou wilt have denied me thrice. What is contrition? Question 338. It is a sincere sorrow for having offended God and hatred for the sins we have committed, with a firm purpose of sinning no more. This is the most necessary part of the sacrament of penance. There are times when sins can be forgiven without confession or without satisfaction afterward, but there are never times when sins can be forgiven without sorrow in the heart. Getting back to St. Peter for a moment, after he had denied our Lord, of course, our Lord looked at him and predicted that St. Peter would deny him. And that look occurred after St. Peter heard the rooster crow, and this caused him to weep bitterly. Tradition has it that he wept every time he heard a cock crow, even to the end of his life. So there's an abiding sin there that he had. And that kept him from other sins, that abiding sorrow, that he had, kept him from other sins such as pride. So the first thing they mention here in the Catechism says the most necessary part of the sacrament of penance, that is the most necessary part on our part. And it's basically sorrow, because it offends God, hatred for the sin, and the desire not to do it again. No sin will be forgiven without sorrow, or rather, the forgiveness is there already, purchased by Christ on the cross, but it will not be received, it will not be accepted, unless there is true sorrow. And this kind of spells it out for us. So question 389, will God forgive us any sin unless we have true contrition for it? No, he will not forgive us any sin, whether mortal or venial, unless we have true contrition for it. And question 390, then, when is sorrow for sin true contrition? It is true contrition when it is interior, supernatural, supreme, and universal. So we have a kind of a garment there to the right. It has the qualities of, you have to put on that garment. It has four parts to it, if you will. The garment of contrition must have all four of these qualities, or it will not please God and win for us his pardon. So let's go into what these are. Our sorrow is interior, and we're now in question 391, when it comes from our heart and not merely from our lips. This means we must not only say we are sorry, we must mean it. We must want to be sorry, even though we cannot always feel it. Now, getting back to that garment, the garment here is a reference to the wedding garment, as it was recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 22, verse 12. And he saith to him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? But he was silent. So we've got to have that garment in order to get into the wedding banquet and to be admitted into the eternal banquet, which is heaven, or even the proper wedding banquet here on earth, which is the Holy Eucharist. And for this, so first, we need interior sorrow. Now, this may be hard to comprehend, but I can know that regular exercise is good for me. I can desire the outcome of it, but I may not feel like doing it at all. Similarly, I can know that a sin is bad. I can desire to get rid of it, but I may not feel like doing the hard work to accomplish this. So whether we feel like it or not, that interior desire deep down to get rid of it, that is the first quality needed for true contrition. And the second is supernatural. So question 392, when is our sorrow supernatural? It's supernatural when, with the help of God's grace, it arises from motives which spring from faith and not merely from natural motives. And here's a young boy. I'm sorry I stole the apple because it offends God. I'll put an extra dime in the poor box. And that's supernatural contrition, because it offends God, but not contrition. I'm sorry, I took this, he might catch me, as it has in that marvelous cartoon there, the grocer there with his apron on. This means, well, you must be sorry because we have offended God and may lose our soul, not just because we have been caught or because something bad happens to us. So supernatural means above the natural. It's natural to be sorry for our actions when something unpleasant happens to us. It is supernatural to be sorry for sins because of what God has told us, either about the danger of hell or about how sin offends him, even though nothing unpleasant may have happened to us yet. This motive makes all the difference, doesn't it? If my motive for an apology, say, is simply to please the boss so that I can get a raise, well, that's pretty low. It's just some flattery, I suppose. If I have sorrow over getting caught and suffering consequences as a result, well, that's better, but it's still fairly low. Prisons are full of men who are sorry for getting caught. If I'm sorry because I fear hell, well, that is supernatural, and it's based on faith, and it's a good motivation, way above just sorrow for getting caught. But even that does not compare to being sorry for having offended God.